Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. As of Saturday, 9% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 4.2% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence increased in the capital to 97.2%. For more information, please follow the links in our show notes. Federal and state governments are meeting today for further consultations dealing with the increase of corona infections. Yesterday, the SPD-governed states did publish a draft resolution in which they suggest the continuation of the current corona lockdown into April. Further demands include mandatory quarantine for people returning from a vacation abroad and requiring companies to offer at least 2 weekly rapid tests for employees who can't work from home. The resolution, which was not aligned with the CDU and CSU, does not yet include an exact date for the end of the measures. None of the items in the draft have been voted upon, and it is not known if the demands will be confirmed during today's talks. That said, they do give a good understanding where it looks like Germany is heading in the next days. We at Berlin Briefing will keep you updated in the podcast and on social media regarding the actual results. As of April 30th, the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, or KV Berlin, is terminating their contract with the Senate on their cooperation in vaccination centers. In a letter to Health Senator Kalaichi, the KV stated that it can no longer guarantee to fill all the doctor's shifts at the centers. The KV also expects that vaccinations could begin in doctors' offices by the end of April, and further emphasized that the termination decision, quote, does not mean that we will completely stop our cooperation, unquote. In addition to the 6 vaccination centers, the association does take care of vaccinations in inpatient care facilities, assisted living communities, and senior living facilities as well. The KV is critical of the vaccination strategy in the centers, which was adopted by the health ministers on March 1st, because it means that nationwide vaccinations in doctors' practices are further delayed. A rapid increase would only be possible by offering the shots in private practices. For example, the reapproved AstraZeneca vaccine could be fully administered in doctors' offices, especially as physician-patient trust is crucial to, quote, bringing the vaccine back into acceptance, unquote. The KV also believes Moderna and Johnson & Johnson should also be made available via doctors' offices. The Hartmann-Bund Medical Association also is calling for physicians in private practice to be given, quote, maximum leeway in vaccinations with AstraZeneca, unquote. Mario Zaya, the president of the German Red Cross in Berlin, criticized this, stating, quote, there is no time for opposition. We need both vaccination in the centers and, if suitable vaccine is here, also with practicing physicians, unquote. He says he hopes for an understanding between KV and the Senate and assumes that the Senate will find a solution, adding, quote, Berliners rightly expect close cooperation between all parties now. On the weekend, the Culture Administration started a pilot project allowing performances with an audience again. The pilot project is designed to outline what it calls a scenario for the reopening of culture and the feasibility of events, and to look at opportunities and at the risks. The focus is less on the performances themselves than on practical logistics. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer welcomed the, quote, closing of ranks of various cultural institutions and the commitment to a blueprint. The Berliner Ensemble made the start with a theater performance on Friday in front of 350 people. Tickets for the show, which sold out in record time, had to be ordered online, and personal data like name, age, date of birth, and address was required. In addition, a negative rapid test no older than 12 hours was mandatory. Distancing rules and mandatory masks also applied. On Saturday, the Berlin Philharmonic gave a concert in front of 1,000 people, which is about half the capacity of the performance hall. To make this possible, 45 medical professionals, including 3 doctors from the Charité, tested about 500 visitors at the venue in just under 90 minutes. The other 520 classical music fans got their results at other test stations in the city. The pilot project has a total of 9 events, which will run until April 4th. Other venues involved are the Volksbühne, Staatsoper unter den Linden, and Deutsche Oper. A total of 15 cars and a scooter were burned or damaged by fire in Mitte on Schlegelstraße. According to police, a passerby had noticed flames coming from a parked car around 2:30 a.m. on Friday, alerted the fire department, and the blaze was extinguished quickly and no one was hurt. Investigators on Friday believed that 4 of the cars were deliberately set on fire and that the remaining 11, as well as the scooter, were damaged by the spreading flames. An arson squad at the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over the case. In this year alone, the Berlin police have counted 81 cases of car arson, and another 42 vehicles were damaged by the heat and spread of the fires. In 11 cases, investigators assume that the perpetrators had a political motive. Berlin police broke up a demonstration by right-wing extremists in the government district on Saturday afternoon because many demonstrators were not wearing masks and had not followed distancing regulations. According to police, the number of participants in the various protests by the right-wing extremists and Reich citizens was far below 500, about 10 times fewer than expected in advance. Counter-protests organized by the left were attended by about 300, and about 25 people in total were arrested. Police had prepared for a larger turnout throughout the day of operations and deployed 1,800 officers. And for the first time, separate safe contact points were prepared for the media. Fortunately, these did not have to be used. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.